With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Steve McKinney's on hold. Let's get Steve McKinney in.
Is that the real Steve
McKinney? That's Steve McKinney, and not Steve McKinney on a mobile.
Is he bringing us nuggets?
Well, he should.
We don't know. We don't know at this point. It'd be more of a breakfast.
What the hell?
Or hash browns.
If you're not, we're going to throw shade at you on Thursday.
And here's the question. Let's bring Steve McKinney
He's
on.
He's in.
Oh. Is he on?
Hi,
right
Steve.
Now? Hey. Good morning, guys.
That is the real Steve McKinney.
It's a great American.
Steve, let me ask you. Did your heart hurt for Jeff Allen having to go from guard out to tackle with three straight false start penalties on a fourth?
That was brutal.
Turning a fourth and four into a fourth and 19?
I was sitting there watching the game with my wife, and I told her, I was like, I'm pretty sure I've never seen anyone jump off sides three times in a row.
Never.
And then I was like, and then watch them complete the first down right here.
I know.
And they did.
Beautiful pass.
Well, if you
of course, next play, interception.
Well, if you got a Tom Savage, he can make up for those mistakes.
That's right.
Yeah, with other
and
mistakes.
He can make his own.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, it is good to hear you guys together again, man. This is like a blast from the past. I feel like I'm in 2003 right now.
Well, let's go.
Driving up to the stadium.
Why don't you come in studio and bring us nuggets and Big Macs?
It's like a two-hour drive for him.
So he did it before.
You know I'm coming in there to see you guys.
He did it before.
Come on, will we recognize you? Have you seen the skinny?
Oh, he's a model.
He truly is.
He's
inside
GQ
skinny
model.
With Steve McKinney.
Yeah, no, he's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, that's
Fitch.
Right.
Okay.
Have you kept it off, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm about 250.
He's
still
just
hanging around 250.
Offensive linemen, they go one or two. They don't stay like around. Oh, I'm right around.
Well,
Seth Payne's the only guy, and he's a D-liner who stayed around. You know, he's maybe a little lighter, but it seems like they either go like Alan Faneca, 205, or they, you know.
Right. Once you get off the steroids, then everything is fine.
Steve,
then you lose weight.
Right,
Steve was on steroids?
Yeah, 205 is a little, there's a line you have to be careful you don't cross, Lance, because when you've been 300 pounds most of your life,
right.
Once you cross that line, you start to look, you know, completely weird like Alan Faneca.
Didn't Faneca come into camp once and lost a bunch of weight because he was eating salads and your dad got in his ass?
No, that was Jeff Fain.
Oh, Jeff Fain.
That was Jeff Fain, the center at... he's like, I want to lean down. Like, lean down?
Hey,
you're an offensive lineman.
Eat a cheeseburger.
You're a center, yeah. Like, beef up. No.
If you want to be lean, that's not where you want to play.
You know who else is skinny? I did a show with him. The center. Oh, Nick Hardwick. Nick Hardwick is like, Nick Hardwick is like 208. It's the same thing. You don't even hardly recognize the guy.
No.
So, no, that's no good.
So what'd you think of your Texans yesterday?
Oh, they looked about like I expected them to look. I mean, once Deshaun Watson went down, I mean, to me in my mind, I'm thinking, dude, can the season? JJ's out, Deshaun's out. We need a high draft pick at this point. As a fan, you can act like that. You know, as a player,
do you want to give him the bad news?
Yeah. What do you mean, a high third rounder? Because you don't have a first. Or second.
Yeah. So the first rounder was for Deshaun. The second rounder was to get rid of Brock. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So
that's unfortunate.
Looking for
Cleveland has two high Texans picks.
Oh, don't worry. Cleveland was like, go, Derrick Henry, go. Every time Jeff Allen jumped off sides, they're like, yeah.
Too bad Cleveland could have every pick in the first round.
It doesn't matter. I know. They could have 30.
Wait. With the 17th selection of the first round, the Browns select another guy that'll be disappointing. The 18th pick of the first round, Justin Gilbert.
What a dumpster fire.
Right.
Pretty terrible.
Well, it was disappointing. But, man, let's just talk real quick. Now, I know you guys got a lot of NFL talk, but what about my Aggies, dude? How about those boys going out and pulling in a big hire like Jimbo Fisher?
What about the parade that he got What about the band being out there and playing, and then people were lined up on the street?
That's just how A&M rolls, man. All these people around the nation acting like we don't have the money to freaking pull this stuff off. They are so clueless.
Dude.
There's so much money at A&M, it's unbelievable.
$75 million for a 5-6 coach. Way to go. How'd you guys secure
that? Chump change, man. Chump change.
How'd y'all secure that one for that 5-6 coach? That was awesome.
Yeah, that's the new narrative. You know, before that, it was, oh, there's no way A&M can get a guy. Why would he leave FSU for A&M? Now it's like, oh, well, they didn't really want him. You know, he's a 5-6 coach. It's a win-win. Yeah, we'll see.
No, he's a good coach. They had a bad year, but Jimbo's gonna do just fine. Matter of fact, I heard through the grapevine maybe he met with a quarterback here for a good half hour yesterday when he landed. So a quarterback that had committed there and may still go. We'll see. So
we'll see about that.
Yep, that would be totally sweet. Hey, we got to take a break. We appreciate it. Come in,
hey guys. I just wanted to say, hey, it's nice hearing you guys on the air again, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Come in studio and bring us food.
Great show.
All right, come in studio, bring us food.
We're easy like that.
Yeah,
anybody can get in the studio
if you bring food.
Anybody.
Yeah. He brought those value packs.
Now Steve is
Texans pack.
Steve's family.
Yeah. No.
But don't. You know, I don't want to make Steve feel bad, but literally anybody can get in this studio if they bring.
Well, family. Yeah, but Steve's family.
He's family. Yeah. Listen, Nick Wright, if you're in town and you got some breakfast tacos, come on in, buddy. Yeah. I mean, leave the tacos and leave.
Yeah, but
I mean, put a sack on the table and get out.
You got a problem with Nick Wright?
Nah, I don't care about Nick.
No, nobody cares.